good. All right, so Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet, right? So Mishnah is a long one, so we did the first half yesterday. So now we'll do the second half. It's on page Nun Vav, yeah? Hillel Omer?
Yeah.
Okay. It's interesting that it's the same Mishnah. Like, it would be, it's a new person. You would think it would be a new Mishnah. I don't know. Just thinking out loud. I don't have an answer, but okay, we'll see. Hillel Omer. Hillel said, so it's interesting, by the way, we had Hillel earlier, right? Because when the Mishnais were going through the order, right? So, you know, Moshe, Yeshua, and so on and so forth. Eventually got to Hillel and Shammai. And it continued historically. That's how the Mishnais are going. They're going in historical order, right? Shmai Naftali and Hillel and Shammai and so on. And the last person we had was Rav Gamliel, right? It was Rav Gamliel, right? Rav Gamliel, the son of Rabbi Danasi. So, and now we're up to Hillel. Hillel is before Rabbi Danasi. Hillel is way before. Hillel is much earlier. So we'll see in a second, but this is not the famous Hillel. When we say Hillel and Shammai, this is not Hillel. Hillel HaZaken, that's what he's called. The Hillel of Beis Hillel, he's called Hillel HaZaken. This is not Hillel HaZaken. This is a much later Hillel. I mean, it's Hillel is a name, so it's a later Hillel. We'll see soon who it is, but it's a later Hillel. Anyway, so Hillel Omer, Hillel says a few things. And again, like many cases in Pirkei Avos, they seem like disjointed, but we'll see how the Kamarna pulls it together. So Hillel said, Al tifresh min tzibur. First of all, don't separate yourself from the tzibur. Okay? Don't separate yourself. What does that mean? So again, this is the Bar Tanur, the Mefarshim explain. It means to be mishta, like the example the Bar Tanur gives on the right side, you see on top, Al tifresh min tzibur, don't separate from the tzibur. You have the Bar Tanur, you guys?
Yeah.
El hishtati v'tzarasim. Be mishtati from the tzar of the tzibur, for example. Shokal parish min tzibur. If a person, God forbid, separates from the tzibur, and a roi ben achamas the tzibur, and they don't see the comfort of the tzibur. So it's a good thing to connect to the tzibur. Al tifresh min tzibur. That's number one. Number two, v'al tamim v'atzmecha ad yomais. Don't believe, don't trust yourself until the day of death. In other words, always be on guard. Always be on guard. That's the famous example the Gemara says in Brachas. I think Rava gave an example of this with Yochanan Kohen Gadol. Yochanan Kohen Gadol was one of the Kohen Gadols in the second base of Migdash, and his whole life he was a tzaddik. Until the end, he became a tzaduki. So it's a question whether this is the Yochanan Kohen Gadol, the name Matisyo ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol, right, the father of Matisyo. Maybe it was the same Yochanan Kohen Gadol. That's a shaila, but that's point number two. Don't trust yourself until the end. Val Todin, which by the way, that statement, Hill was saying this to everybody, right? So it's like, there's some people that are, buy into the statement about themselves, but everyone, no one should trust themselves. No one should trust themselves completely. You always have to be on guard. It doesn't mean that you have to expect to fail, Chas v'Shalom. That's not called Yiras Chet, right? It means you have to be on guard. You have to just, be on guard. Number three, don't judge your friend until you reach his place, which never happens. So don't judge your friend. That's number three. Number four, Val Toimer Davar Shi Efshar L'Shmoya. Don't say something, just a simple translation, don't say something that cannot be heard. So Saif L'Shama, because it will be heard. In others, what does that mean? So there's different interpretations. Probably the most simple interpretation is, you say a secret to somebody, you're like, no one's going to hear. This is just between us. And therefore, you're confident to say it. So don't say something that can't be heard. Like, no one's going to find out. Shi Saif L'Shama. It'll eventually found out. So just don't do that. And the final thing, Al Toimer L'Kisha Efna Eshna. Don't say, when I have time, then I'll learn. Shen Lo Tipon it, because maybe you won't have time. So those are the statements of Hillel. Okay, so let's see what the Kamarna says. So you see Hillel Omer, page 9 Vav, back to, yeah, Hillel Omer. So first he says, Hillel Zeb Mibnei Bonav Shel Rabbeinu HaKadosh Rabbi Danasi. This is, again, this is not the old Hillel HaZaken. This is a Hillel who's a descendant to a great-grandson, a grandson of Rabbi Danasi, right? Because the previous Mishnah, again, was Rabbi Gamliel, the son of Rabbi Danasi, and we're going in chronological order. This is a Hillel that established our calendar, right? We know that from the Torah, how does a new month begin? Witnesses come to Bezdin, and they say that they saw the new moon. Bezdin is Mekadesh the Chodesh. So in order for that to happen, obviously you need a functional Bezdin, you need a Sanhedrin. You need witnesses and so on. And that happened until Abai and Rava's time, that was thing. But But Chazal already earlier than Abaye Rava saw that at some point the Sanhedrin will become dissolved and it's not going to work. So Hillel, this Hillel, he was the one that established the calendar that we use to this day. There's Machlokes Rishonim, by the way, Rambam and Ramban, how the calendar works. The Ramban says that what Hillel did, you can't just like have a calendar, you need to sanctify the months. It's like, how do you, you know, you can make all the calculations you want. You need to make a Rosh Chodesh, which only comes with Bez and sanctifying it. So how did you, so you can make all the calculations of when Rosh Chodesh should be, but how do you make a Rosh Chodesh if there's no Sanhedrin? So what did the calendar do exactly? So that's the Machlokes. The Ramban says is that what Hillel did was that him and his Bezdin, because he was still at a time where there was a Sanhedrin, he sanctified all the Rosh Chodeshes until Mashiach comes. So he set up the calendar to know when Rosh Chodesh is, but in terms of why is it Rosh Chodesh, like what makes it Rosh Chodesh, he sanctified it already then, going forward until Mashiach comes. That's the Ramban. The Rambam says differently. The Rambam says is that instead of actually having a Sanhedrin, the collective community of Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael equals Sanhedrin. So says the Rambam, when Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael follow the calendar, and they say Yalv Yovai, you know what I mean, and they say it's Rosh Chodesh, that makes it Rosh Chodesh. So that's what the Rambam says, that theoretically, the Rambam says, like, it's never going to happen, it's not possible, because Hashem promised there's always going to be a minion of Yid in Eretz Yisrael, at least. But the Rambam says, like, in theory, if let's say there would be no Yid in Eretz Yisrael, Chas V'Shalom, there would be no Rosh Chodesh, everything would fall apart. So that's how the Rambam says that the calendar works, because Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael follow the calendar, which basically means that they acknowledge when Rosh Chodesh is, and that actually makes it Rosh Chodesh. But anyway, that's the hill over here. So that's the Gemara says, "V'asher tikkun ha'moedes ad yom hazeh." He's the one that established the Yom Tov and others to the calendar. V'hu b'nai shel Rav Gamliel. He's the son of Rav Gamliel, who's in the previous Mishnah. Kach shama Ramami Panu b'mesifta derekia. That's that. That's what he says from the Rami Pano. That's the Rami Pano was Makabal Min HaShemayim, that's what the Sila was. Okay. The truth is, the Kamarna, right, we have this recorded, the Kamarna's son writes this in a few places in his farm about his father, that when his father was young, from the time that the Kamarna was very little, he had Giluyim, he was able, you know. And then when he got older, he sort of, you know, put that in a closet, you know. But the Maisa goes that he was once with a Chavrusa, and they were learning, and the Kamarna was young, and the Kamarna was starting to talk about, you know, the Amaron, they were learning about Rabba, Rav Yosef, or Shlokish, Rav Yochanan, whatever it is, and he was starting to talk about how they looked. You know, Rav Yosef was tall, his beard was like this, you know, and this Chavrusa was like, you know, maybe making it up. So he's like, I'm not making it up. So he says, how do I know? So he said, you're from a certain town. That's the Chavrusa's name was Yanko, whatever. He said, Yanko, you're from a certain town. Yeah? Yeah. Have I ever been to your town? No. Tell me names of people from your town. I'll tell you what they look like. And that's the Kamarna's son writes that his father told him he did this for 2 hours. 2 hours, he was just listing names. And the Kamarna was right every time. And then one time, he gave a name. And the Kamarna's like, something's off. He's like, okay, Yitaka, I was tricking you. There was no such name. So such a thing. And the Kamarna himself said that later on in life, when he connected to the Baal Shem Tov more and so on, he stopped doing those inyana. So they said, you know, it was Nisgal Ben HaShemayim, Thurama Ipanu, that this is Hill. Anyway, okay, Vaiter. Al Tifish Minat Tzibur. So statement number one, don't disconnect yourself from the Tzibur. Yeah, that was the first thing. So he says like this, Kfar Amar Rabbeinu Lemelech Melejen, Al Takit Ezi Artsad. Okay, there you go. How many times has he quoted the Melch so far in the whole sefer? I don't think so. It's the first time. Okay. Kfarim Rabbeinu Lemelech Melejan, Schus Yogan Aleinu, Bekolei. So he says, this is something that the Rebbe Melech used to say all the time. It says in Pasuk, Im Yisaser Ishim Mistarim, if a person hides in secret, Vanilo Yerenu, Lum Hashem, I'm not going to see him. That's the simple pshat pasuk. A person's hiding, running away. Hashem says, I can see you. So the Rebbe Melch used to say pshat is like this: a misaser is from a storm. If a person is growing in their avodas Hashem, but their avodas Hashem is making them separated from people, and they're becoming more secretive and more disconnected, vani lo yirenu. Hashem says, I don't see such a person. That's it. So he quotes over here that the Rebbe Melch used to say this, b'koleis. This was like a, there's a maisa that the Kamarna very often quotes in association with this vart about the Rebbe Melech. Look in the bottom, they quote. Oh, yeah, they quote it over here. You don't have the bottom, right? You don't have. Okay, so they quote a maisa. It's in a bunch of places. They quote over here in Heichal Abrach and Parshas Ve'era. I mean, I guess you'll listen. So he says like this. This is the Kamarna talking. There was a maisa, Shabbat Tzadik Echad, Mevedina Rechaika. There was a tzadik that came from a distant land to the Rebbe Melech. His derech was to be locked away in a closet. He was to be separate. Never talked to people. And he would always wear his talis and tefillin, uprishas and mikolanois, and separate himself from all pleasures. That's it. So when he heard about the greatness of the Rebbe Melech, Minyani Maisim Nifloyim, from all the wonders and miracles, Ruach HaKadosh, Madregas Nifloy Shalai, he heard about the Rebbe Melech. So he was astounded by what he heard. So he went to go visit the Rebbe Melech. So he doesn't say who the name of the tzaddik was, but that's for Rabbeinu Tzav Ruach HaKadosh. The Rebbe Melech, when he saw this yid, he saw this Ruach HaKadosh, the derech and avaida of this particular yid. And the Rebbe Melech went out to go greet him because this person was a big Baal Madreg, a big tzaddik. He gave him shalom aleichem. But then he said this vart: in the yisaser ish and mistarim, the person hides themselves in seclusion and disconnected from people. Azvaday ani la yirenu num Hashem. Then the Hashem says, I don't see such a person. The tzaddik is at tam, and the tzaddik was astounded. Ki lo yahimakir adam sham. This year didn't know it. This tali didn't know anybody there. So it's not like but the Rebbe Melech knew. B'shom adam lo yahikir musa v'inyan b'kol medina zayis. No one in the whole country, no one knew who this tzaddik was. No one knew his way in avodas Hashem, but the Rebbe Melech knew it. V'dibig nafshay l'rabbeinu, and this tzaddik connected himself to the Rebbe Melech. V'oy megdolich talmidav, and became one of his great talmidim, chassidim. That's the ma'aseh. So this is something that Rebbe Melech used to say a lot. So he says, b'choleis, it's a well-known idea. I don't remember from where. It's brought down the swarm. In Pirkei Avos, very often it's like, who are you, Omer, right? He used to say. So very often when you have a statement like that, it means whatever the statement is, if it's introduced by he used to say, it means that it's coming from like the kishkes, it's like rooted in his neshama. So if this is something that the Rebbe Melech used to say, but call ace all the time, it means that this is like mamish connected to the inyan of the Rebbe Melech, which is, as we'll see in a second, that avodas Hashem should bring a person to become connected more to Yidden, not less connected. So he says, Vani lo yirenu, lo yashgiach alav, I'm not going to pay attention. Val tzaras, he says very strong things. Al tzaras, which is obviously a negative thing, mitargamin and segiru. What is the translation of tzaras? So Unkelus translates tzaras as being closed and being shut in. Because the mitzvah, a simple pshat is, because the mitzvah, part of the process of his tahara is to be in isolation, right? To be in quarantine. On a deeper level, the Arizal already writes this in a few places, that the whole inyan of tzaras is that there's like a blockage. Something's being shut. Something's being shut in ruchnias. He's being shut. And that's why the Arizal says, that's why the pasuk says that the tahara of the mitzvah, so it says, Ubal Aaron Akayin, you should go beyond Tarasa. What's a lashon of the pasuk? You should go to Aaron for his tahara process. Or it says the pasuk Aaron or Echad Mibanav HaKahana, right? So the Rizal says, say the pasuk should say you should go to a kain. No, right. Go to Aaron or any of his sons. Okay, go to a kain. The Rizal says no, because this blockage that the Mitzvah is dealing with is a blockage that. He might be someone that's growing in it, that technically looks like he's growing in avodas Hashem, but again, it's in this way. It's blocking him. It's making him go in isolation internally from other yidden. And that expresses itself physically as tzaras. So what's the answer? The answer is go to Aaron HaKohen. Because what's Aaron? Aaron is Ayush Shalom, Vardar Shalom, Mavis Yibis Makam LaTorah. The way of Aaron HaKohen is Adraba, that avodas Hashem should connect you more. That's the antidote to the Mitzayra. So he says this inyan of what the Rebbe Melech used to say, Misasir Shemistarim, Vani Leiren. If you close yourself off, Hashem says, I don't see you. That's Saras. Val Saras, Mitargamin and Sagirut. Saras is translated as being closed and being shut. So he said, now he says, you know, it, these types of statements, like it's what we're going to, it's like, Chassidus, Shagil, Lana, Marana, Laki, Rabbi Yisrael, Baal Shem Tov, Zatzal. And what is Chassidus? The whole name of Chassidus that the Baal Shem Tov revealed, it's like, you know, so what is Chassidus? Like this, like this. What's Chassidus? He says, yep. So he said, first of all, he says, Yav Shul Avarakah. So like he starts the sentence and he likes that, you know. I can't explain what Chassidus is. He historically safer, but it needs a toll safer what Chassidus is. But one thing he can say is ki achar precious vizdakakus vizkashras and nefesh b'mekayrei. The way what chassidus is that after a person spends some time in with precious, because the Kamara does say this in many places that in the beginning ones of Avodas Hashem, of course it requires some separation from Olam Hazeh and some separation from the tumult of the world, 100%. But that's not the goal. That's just to sort of get your bearings in the Avodas Hashem. But the tachlis is that after the time that you need to be separated, there's dakkus and sort of refining oneself and connecting your neshama to its source, which requires quiet and requires some level of disconnection from the craziness of the world. That's true. But the tachlis is that through that, ayyishimish tzadikim amitim, le'emes emes, through connecting to true tzadikim, which the Kamana mentions many places, is that in order to really get to the nekuda pnimis of Yiddishkeit, you have to connect to tzadikim emes. So he says, through that, by the Yisur Meroirim, and through dealing with life's difficulties, Haderach Hanakal v'Madriga Hagdoyla Shebekdusha, the most straightforward and greatest Madriga that Chassidus brings a person to is Lovei B'Bechinas Ayin, is to get to that place of nothingness. Ayin Mamish, to see yourself as Mamish nothing. And what does it mean to see yourself as nothing? Ayiv Yisrael. B'chol Echem Yisrael, and to see every other Yid, Ma'isav Noim Lefanav Masukim, that their actions are beautiful and amazing. To see another Yid like that, Umam Shech Aleim Rachmim Bratzin, and to do what you can to bring Rachmim Yishmayim to Yidden, Umavata Kol Agzeres Royce Yisrael, Umavata Kol Agzeres Royce, V'diburei Areva, your talking should be sweet, Umasukal Kol Yisrael, and you know, the pleasant and sweet to all Yidden. That's what Chassidus is about. So that's what Chassidus is. That's the meaning of your Al Tifrish Minatzibur. So what does it mean not to separate from the community? It means more than just like, you know, not to care about people. It means that your Derech and Avodas Hashem should be a Mahalach that does not separate you from Tzibur. You know what I'm saying? It should be Adarab, the way of Chassidus, which is to connect the person more, which is what he said, the meaning of the Rebbe Melech. Okay? I guess we'll stop at this. This is Yagan Aleinu. I'll call Yisrael.
Gematria that works out beautifully of